Have your safer, please. Sorry. Okay. Small thing with freelance.
Yeah, go freelance tonight.
Huh?
Go freelance. Pour out your heart.
Let's go straight in.
Straight into you.
What are we playing around over here for? We didn't touch Zichronos though. We didn't touch Zichronos at all.
What is Tichronos?
Zichronos is the part of the Nisuf that we talk about Hashem remembering all the deeds of what we do. Ata Zoicher. Who says there I didn't? Vine I didn't ask it by Shkoff al Kol Over Ha'iv Ha'asid. You heard that? Din is on the Over, makes sense. On the Ha'iv,
On the what?
present.
Present.
On the Ha'asid and the future. How you have a Din now in the future?
What do you mean about what's going to happen to the person?
What?
Yes, Hashem knows if you're really sincere about your tshuva and you're going to do it or not.
No, he
No,
does
about,
not.
yeah.
If
We
we
have
knew
the
that in the future they will do all of our
Shana
time.
Sega.
So I don't know. He's saying somehow or other the din incorporates what's going to be your matzav. I'm skipping the next part because he talks about Oisius Hashem and. At the Zohar call HaMifal is Hoive. HaKol Tzafui is Asad. I don't know if HaKol Tzafui we even have that in our Nusach. I'm not sure. Ki Tovi Choyku Zikaren. You can bring the Choyk and the Zikaren. Hu Koyach Adin HaShadol Pim HaShanol Lehi Pakid Kol Ruach Neshamas Bnei Adam VeNefesh Kol Shara Nefashis Bali Chaim and Soibchem. Everything alive, even animals. Lehi Zohar Mais and Rabim HaGufim Kulam VeHamoyin Mistarois HaNeshamu Yishachutz Nagof. What does that mean? A lot going on over here, everybody said. What? Shamash
It's what is it? Neshamas that are outside of the body. Yeah.
So he says, Rabbi Cohen says, what it means is the Ruachaim, who says that the chelik and neshama of the person is really not inside your guf, it's really hovering over your head. So therefore, that's what he's referring to. This is a very fascinating paragraph. Ish, the actions of a person. So ish is mitzara. Upkudosoi is mashamitzara nigzar alof. That means that there's a certain hanhaga that Hashem has with you that's not based on your ma'aser. Maybe you go with yoin, with the going in yoin or whatever, but there's a certain hanhaga that Hashem has with you that's not based on your deeds at all. It's only based on your
job potential
mazel. No, Hashem,
avos
mazel, avos, whatever. There's a certain din on a person that's based solely on external factors.
a certain part of it
A
is
certain
it
hanhaga, the way Hashem is noyig with you, when Hashem deals with you.
so that kind of takes out the element of even wanting to try.
No, but then there's a whole other part of what you do with that. And there's a certain thing. That it could be a person, certain people are destined to be poor, certain people are destined to be rich. But then there's an element of so when you try, right? Well, what are you doing with that? So that's the Maisa Ish upkudasai. What's gonna be your pkuda? What am I gonna give you? Maisa Ish is what are you gonna do? How do I look at what you do to deal with that?
Bani Chaim is on your life.
Yeah, there's certain things that you're telling Mazda. V'chol zeh beniglois, and then there's alilois mitzadei gaver. Is the nistaris machshavos adam yitzri ma'alol ish. So basically, Hashem looks at the whole picture more than the picture that we even realize ourselves. We're aware of. There's more to the picture of how we are dealt with that Hashem looks at on Rosh Hashanah even more than we're aware of. We could go into the depths of everything, every single last mice that I ever did, and it still wouldn't be inclusive of the din, because the din is, as we always say with Ramchal, is also how you fit into the master plan. There's also a bigger thing going on over here. So therefore, this part of this din, which is going to be which effect, which is how do you fit into the master plan, is also how do I treat you in terms of your own personal mice. And Mamela, the din is extremely all-inclusive. Okay. Now, every word over here is like incredibly
So according to this, Aquinas means alongside Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu's
right.
way
Now,
almost
we're discussing that Hashem is going to run a full-fledged, forensic accounting over here, with with the whole cheshbon in mind of what is. There's a system to the Bria. So there's more to it than what we simply can necessarily be aware of. Okay, then we go into shofars. We already discussed that there's three concepts of shofar that are mentioned in the shofros. Shofros is a part of Musaf. We discussed the shofar. There's three shofars that are mentioned in the Musaf. The shofar of Mayim Har Sinai, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, and then the shofar of Mashiach. So Atah Niglesa is who usually the chazan does a nigin for that, the zoicher, which is very depressing, but look very heavy. Right? So cool. And and for shofaris, very elevated. Right? So nigla, whatever, he does like a very nice thing over here. But like every part has its. So the shofar is the most elevated nigun. That's what it's supposed to be. So husoid hagilui shenizgalu b'matan Torah. It's the gilui of matan Torah. V'nei hu ha'anan hu ha'lavush shebo mislabesh ha'or ha'elyon ligolis lamata. And it's the beginning of the or of Hashem interacting with this world. Okay, but omnam tchile hisigu hakol hanevui yinimshach marom kol madregos u'ma shamar kosa v'tmuna yinech meros yinuzol sikol. Min ha-shamayim hishmiach os koylecha. Hashem, that's the koil is the interaction of Hashem with this world. Achar kach nigla b'tmuna is nevui yis ha-yidei levushim, which is arpalei toyar. So the arpalei toyar are the, is the more kind of manifesting itself, like formulating itself. Now, hinei ra'ash ha'olam v'al'yedei zeh yotza mimenu hazuhama. We're not going to talk about that. They listened to the Torah. And essentially, basically what he's trying to say is that what is Maamar Har Sinai? If you have to sum it up, Maamar Har Sinai is really the first time that Hashem interacted with this world in that open way.
And last time.
Right. Good point. But last time will be still.
Last time
It will
it's
become
complete.
again since then.
Since then.
The first and only time since then. Right? Yetzias Mitzrayim was Hashem showing control over the world, but he's still hidden. Matan Torah, the skies open up, everyone down here sees what's going on for real. So the first real interaction, Hashem talks to the whole nation. Hashem interacts directly, the coil of Shemayim, into this world. So it's that, it's the aura of Hashem filtering into this world with the full gilui of this is what this world is all about. And that thing, so first of all, you showed us the gilui. You came down to this world. And what utensil did you use to usher in the Shekhinah is the shofar. Because the shofar has the ability to do that. It has the ability to connect to that place that Hashem exists. Whatever that we took for his word for it. The, whatever it is, shofar connects to the Olam HaYichud, knows it connects to that place that Hashem exists by himself and is not mislavish from the world. So that became a maga in that, in this world at Matan Torah. So that's the first shofar. ועל הכל כל השופר שסגולו עשוי, הגברס הטויב, like we said, וכפי עשרה, וזהו בקוילוס וברוקים. And that's what brings Kolos Ubrakim. I'm not sure what the relationship to Kolos Ubrakim is. Like thunder and lightning, I'm not sure what the Sheikh is there is. Some of the thunder and lightning also has to do with that. Because the next time it's going to happen is the Shofar Gadol. And our job, like we said originally, is to connect the Shofar Katan to the Shofar Gadol. And our Shofar should be connected between the Matan Torah and the Mashiach. So now let's just sum it up. What did we take out of this whole thing? So what we took out of it is that the Malchus of Hashem, Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, is present like no other day. Hashem is present as the Melech and as the Shofet. Hashem's presence is Hashem's that's the yachas that we're supposed to have. And our tefillah is dafka on this day, because this is the day that he's manifest as the Melech. And therefore, we should be discussing the Malchus. The Malchus of Hashem is that day that everybody sees that the Ra leaves and the Toiv is Goyver. The Toiv is the Yichud of Hashem, is the power, soul power of Hashem, which is Malchus. And it's our job in this world to slowly mention that. But really, the point is to realize that the day will come that you call Magudachas, etc. The day will come that everybody will be makir that. We discussed the concept of Zecheinu L'chaim. Zecheinu L'chaim in the Ramchal's terms is an unbelievable pshat. That it means that we should be chai, we should be considered by Hashem as those that are connected to Him, as those that are living by Him. A Malchus, like we said, is the Bechin of Hashem, is Be'olamo, is the Zecheinus, is the Mishpat, and the Shofar is the other big thing, is that the Shofar is that ability to connect to that place where Hashem is Echad, and be more that in the world and be more that in ourselves to be able to connect to it. So hopefully this added something to our Rosh Hashanah and to our understanding of the depth of the Shofar. And it's Hashem, which is a good Shofar for everybody. And hopefully I hope that this had some tellus for everybody. And Sarah Smith True, we'll see. Maybe we'll has over a little bit.
Oh, that'd be great.
As we get closer to, we have 2-3 days only. Literally, no. We're going to only have Sunday and Monday, 2 days only. So, okay, Shkarak, everybody, thank you very much.
Have Sunday.